We have advised on many occasions for government to first look into the mess that is in the Department of Minerals and Energy. If they close those shafts properly and make sure that the environment is rehabilitated, people would not have a reason to come and erect squatter camps near abandoned shafts. It simply shows that people from labor-sending areas like Lesotho, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe, who came into South Africa working on the mines after the closure of mines, they have nowhere else to go. If the mining industry were reskilling people for them to be able to work and generate income and livelihood after the closure of mines, we wouldn't be sitting with these kind of problems. And in my view, those people are not necessarily Zamazamas. People are criminal syndicates who are only looking at how to get access to those abandoned shafts. You can look at their modus operandi, threatening people with violence, which in my view, I don't believe it is true. But those people are Zamazamas. Zamazamas are only interested in abandoned shafts, how to get access to abandoned shafts. It's in rare occasions where you hear people say, no, these are Zamazamas. And Zamazamas, how do you identify them and say these are Zamazamas? Because if they are interested in gold mining, illegally so to speak, what else can make them to go and attack community members? So in my view, it is not true that these are Zamazamas. Those are criminal elements who are only marauding as Zamazamas. I've worked with Zamazamas for many years during my research project.